Congratulations, your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Oh my goodness, it is a beautiful day to get to be alive. I am so thankful that you've pressed play and invited me into your life. I do not take that lightly. I am honored to be part of your day. So let's get the day started right. Hey, before I share the devotional with you today, I want to tell you about our theme in Big Life Mentoring for the month of May. Welcome to May. We have a brand new theme starting. So Big Life Mentoring, if you haven't heard me talk about it before, is basically like the inner circle of Big Life. So those who listen to the podcast, some of you are listening and you just would like more. You would like more than just a 15-minute devotional every day. You would like more connection. You would like more teaching, more challenges. So if you're looking for more in your life, more energy, more joy, more goal-focused, more connection and accountability, then maybe Big Life Mentoring is exactly what you need. Our theme for this month, the month of May, is really special. Let me tell you about it, okay? Let me ask you, who is the girl God sees? Who is the girl God knows you can be? And maybe she's really different than the one you've been used to seeing in the mirror. And maybe it's time to catch a vision of the you God sees. It's the new you, but not just the new you, N-E-W-U. It's the K-N-E-W, you, new, K-N-E-W. God knows that girl. God knows the life He created her for. He knows the potential He placed within her and the destiny aligned for her. What we need to do is get to know her too. This month in Big Life Mentoring, I will be teaching the 6 mindsets to become who you were created to be. And it's from Stephen Furtick's new book titled, Do the New You. You can get the book and you can read along, or you can just join me each week for an in-depth mentoring session and special unique challenges for one of the 6 mindsets at a time. In this series, we're going to begin to see ourselves differently and show up differently. We will make different choices with a different attitude, and ultimately, we will feel so different. Is that what you need this month? You need to see you different. You need to show up different. You need to start feeling different. Well, let me personally invite you to be part of our special series in Big Life Mentoring this month. I'm waiting to welcome you now at biglifementoring.com. Biglifementoring.com is the website. Online mentoring includes daily text messages that are directly from me. And yes, you can respond to them. They really do come directly to me. Weekday Zooms with live morning routines and the devotional live. You can be watching it happen right now on Zoom. I got girls across the country watching live right now as I record. You can also be part of those weekly Zooms with guided teachings and challenges, a private Facebook group for connections and accountability. The cost is $29 for the entire month with no commitments. And I know that you are so worth that small investment that might just change your life. So check it out. Maybe you can join us today, biglifementoring.com. Okay, are you ready for devotional together? I have such a good one for you. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is, That's God Confidence. How confident are you in your abilities? Your willpower, your courage, your strength. Are you confident that you can and you will? There are a million books and podcasts on building your self-confidence, all sorts of self-help steps to create a more confident you. And that's absolutely fantastic. I'm a fan of it. Confidence looks good on you. Confidence will get you out of the dark corners and have you showing up for life. But my sister, you will be tempted. And sometimes you will humanly fail. Sometimes you won't get it right. Sometimes you can't be perfect. Then what happens to your self-confidence? Scripture tells us there's something even greater for us to strive for than self-confidence. It's God-confidence. 1 Corinthians 10, verses 12 and 13 says, "So whoever thinks he stands must be careful not to fall. No temptation has come upon you except what is common to humanity. But God is faithful." Because you are human, you're going to struggle. And you're going to struggle to constantly do what you know you should do. Anybody in that struggle, you know what you should be doing, but you're struggling to actually do it. Well, that's real common. Your faithfulness may waver when your weakness is poked at. And I don't know what your weakness may be. Is it that extra 20 minutes of sleep, that bag of Cheetos, that pint of ice cream? Maybe it's men that smell good, or clothes that get you noticed, or mindless scrolling, thinking that you're going to do it later, trash TV, margaritas. Like, whatever your weakness is, it will be poked at. Your temptation will lurk, and sometimes you will be weak. This is life as a human, and temptation's gonna tempt. Your willpower will waver, but God is faithful. Our God never misses a beat. He never fails to be right there when you need him. He's never late, he's never too busy, and he's never empty-handed. He is guaranteed to be right there when you are tempted to cave. So instead of all of this attention on building confidence in yourself, when you're human and incapable of perfection, place your confidence in God, who is guaranteed to be 100% faithful. He will not fail you. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12, the scripture we just read, check it out in the Message translation. It says it like this: "Forget about self-confidence. Cultivate God-confidence." Having confidence in God will never disappoint you. Knowing that God can and will do what is best every single time in everything concerning you is a well of confidence that no other book can teach you. When you walk in the room unsure of your abilities, but absolutely certain of the God who directs your steps and guides your thoughts and supernaturally flows through you, then girl, you've got confidence, God confidence. I may not be all that, but my God sure is. When I'm walking in with him, I'm walking in with the full package. When I'm battling with him, not battling against him, but with him, losing is impossible. I'm on the winning team. And knowing that makes a girl show up for life a whole lot different. I may fail. I may waver. I may screw up, but my God is undefeated. He's unshakable, unfailing. He's unstoppable. And I'm 100% confident in that. Because of who my God is, all I need to know is I am his girl. God's girls show up different because what we carry within us is his unstoppable, unfailing, unshakable, and undefeated power. It's really not about me. It's about him in me. With God confidence, I can and I will. Now, part two of that scripture today. this faithful God of ours will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way out so that you may be able to bear it. Have you ever really looked at that scripture? Okay, so you're going to be tempted, but God will always provide a way out for you. The next time you are facing a temptation to avoid what you know you should do or to do what you know you shouldn't do, intentionally look for the way out of the temptation faithfully provided by God for you. His girl. He has provided a way out of that temptation. Without fail, the way out of that temptation is going to be there for you. When God says he is faithful, he means it. And when his word says he's going to make a way for you, you darn well better believe, regardless of circumstances, the way has been made and it's right in front of you awaiting your next right step. However, what God will not do is force you to take the next right step. He will provide the way out for you, but you must choose it. Let's put this into really practical, simplified terms. If you are committed to sobriety, and if frozen margarita with salt is your temptation, I bet right there on the same exact menu is another drink option for you without alcohol. I bet, flip the page, girl, it's right there. There's another option for you. There is your way out of temptation. Choose it. Thank you, Jesus. If you're fighting the good fight to be healthy, which, dang, aren't most of us, and Ben and Jerry's chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream is your temptation, I bet that same exact grocery store also sells a banana. It's your choice. The way out has been provided for you. I know it's simple, but seriously, the way out is there. If you love rap music, but you know the nasty words of those songs gets into your soul, look around for God's offerings that are better for you. Lecrae raps with the best, and he raps about the best. Jesus. What if you treated this like a game? God, just how faithful are you to me? How good are you at always providing a way out of the things that tempt to trip me up? Start looking for the alternatives that have heaven's fingerprints on them. If you have confidence in God, then have confidence in his divine ability to give you better options. Go on the hunt for his better options. And then when you find them, actually choose them. Today, you're going to be tempted. And right there with that temptation, God has faithfully given you a way out of it. Heaven's fingerprints are on another option for you. Recognize it. Celebrate it. Choose it. Self-confidence may fail you. Why? Because, girl, you're human and you have a tendency to human things up sometimes. But God confidence will have you showing up like you belong here, like you are chosen, like you are supernaturally strengthened, like you are anointed, like you are appointed, like you have a mission and you've been divinely equipped for that mission. Ba-bam! Psalm 46 verse 5 says, God is within her. She cannot fail. It's not that I'm incapable of failing because I am. I'm so capable of failing. It's that I'm incapable of failing because of the God who is in me who never fails. Yeah, that's God confidence. I got some confidence in my God who lives in me. Now today, play the game. When you're tempted, look around and see what way out has God provided for you? And when you see it, be like, heaven, there's your fingerprints. Thank you for the other option. I choose it. Choose it intentionally. Start noticing it. It's so fun. Play the game. Choose wisely. May I pray with you today? Come on and join me right now. Well, good morning, Papa God. Thank you so much for waking your girls up today. Thank you for a brand spanking new day of life. Thank you for everything that is good and right and working and beautiful. We recognize you in every detail, and we just thank you for it. Lord, I thank you that you are faithful. You are powerful. You are working in every detail of our lives. And I thank you, God, that when we are tempted, you always provide a way out of it. Always. So Lord, I pray that we would start intentionally looking for the way out of the things that tempt us and trip us up. Help us to see where heaven's fingerprints are on better options for us, and help us courageously and confidently choose those things. Lord, we are confident in you. And I thank you that you placed your power within us. Thank you for every soul you've brought to hear this today, Lord. I am so very grateful for them. I pray over their families. I pray your blessings over those families. I pray for your provision, Lord, for what's needed today. I pray for your protection. I thank you so much for life today. I thank you that you are in every detail. Thank you, God, for being faithful. We are confident in you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Woo, I love our time together. Thank you so much for joining me today. Don't forget, if you like this, but you'd like more, you're just like, I just need more. I need more of this energy. I need more of this good stuff. I need more teachings in my life. That's what Big Life Mentoring is, and I have spots available right now for you. Check it out, biglifementoring.com. I'm standing by to welcome you today. Have a beautiful day of life, my sister. I'd love to meet you again tomorrow. Goodbye, everybody.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.